7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
What? 11:32? What time is it? It doesn't matter. That time was a lie. The actual time is, of course, 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Community. Yes, hello, and once again, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm dialed in at 300 baud. Here's something weird that's just going on right now. Just started. Suddenly, I don't feel very good. I woke up 45 minutes ago, I ate breakfast, checked my email, and just 3 or 4 minutes before Dubious Goals Committee started feeling really weird. I don't know what it is exactly, so we're going to be riding this one out. So the first thing we need to do is pour some tea, obviously. Oh, it looks pretty good. What are we drinking today? This will not surprise anyone. Oh, it's good. Maybe I just need to get lots of this in me. Maybe that's my problem. Okay, I'm drinking Dahong Pao, and it's good. I do love Dahong Pao. So delicious. Oh, I love drinking tea so much. Okay. Let's get into this. What's happening? Oh, I don't even know. I do feel weird, but, you know, give me a few minutes. I'll probably come around. I just want to lay back down. I want to lay back down on the floor, get some blankets, and burrow under some blankets. Although, it's not really that cold right now. It was really cold yesterday. It got really cold yesterday. It was super cold overnight. And now we're back to reasonable temperatures. Now we're up to zero. Might get a little bit warmer. Does that mean I'm going to go to the store today? Well, it might. I do need to go to the store. I only have one meal left, and I probably should eat that today. I could go to the store later today. Hate going on weekends. Maybe if I went tonight, I could go tomorrow, but then I'd have to go on a Sunday. I went last Sunday. That was a disaster. I don't want to do anything. Feeling especially lazy today. No, it's not that I'm feeling lazy. It's just that I'm feeling... I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't understand what's happening to me at all. And speaking of weird synthesizer stuff, which, you know, I realized that we weren't... But I sort of realized something last night. I was sitting here. I don't know. How do I describe this? I was sitting here, and this is before Rock and Roll High School came on. Yes, guess what was on TCM Underground last night? Rock and Roll High School. So great. so terrible. Is it the best movie Clint Howard has ever been in? Probably. When I was sitting here, and I was thinking about synthesizer stuff, because I've been thinking about synth stuff lately, and I was sitting here looking at my synths going, huh. And then somehow I kind of realized, well, I don't want to say I realized the basis of my synthetic crisis. That's not a word. I realized my problem. I realized what I think my problem is. And I think my problem, and in case you haven't caught any of this in the last few weeks, I don't know what my problem is. Actually, I do know what my problem is. Can you tell that I really got nothing going on right now? It's not that I have a problem, per se. It's just that I have this strange dissatisfaction. All of this music, all this stuff that I keep doing with synths is all stuff that I don't want to do and I don't like. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, that stuff that you're doing is pure genius. You are a god amongst men. Well, I know, but it doesn't mean I like it. And you've heard me complain about this. I keep complaining about, I don't want to do all the stuff that I've already done. I keep making this music and it just sounds like everything else I've already done. And I want to do something new, and I don't want to do all this stuff that I've already done, and I feel like I'm stuck in a rut, and I keep doing all this stuff that I've already done. And I believe this to be true. And last night, I think I figured out what my problem is. I think my problem is the 303. Now that sounds weird, because we preach, you know, 303 around here. Oh, are my guts going to do something weird? Am I going to start horking? What is wrong with my head? Strangely dizzy. Oh, am I having an ear problem today? I might have to get into some meclizine. Do I even have any meclizine? Good God, now I have to go out and buy drugs. Anyway, I think the 303 is my problem. I think recently I've been just relying on the 303 too much. It's too crutchy. You know, I'll make something on all the little odd boxes, and then my whole modus operandi for tying everything together is, oh, let's put some drums on it. What kind of drums do I need to use? Oh, well, the only drums we got are the 303. So I hook up the 303. The next thing we know, we're adding some more arpeggios, some bass lines, some 303 crap that we don't need. And that's why everything sounds like 303. So I'm thinking, I gotta put the 303 back on the shelf. What are you gonna do for drums then, Tope? Well, you know what I want for drums? Is I want something I've never had. And when it comes to drum machines and drum sounds, the one thing I've never had is anything, you know, breakbeaty or craftworky. I've never had like a CR78. I would love to have a CR78. But they are kind of weird and difficult to deal with, so maybe I just need something that has the CR78 sounds in it, right? It's like, yeah, huh. Where am I going to get that? How much is it going to cost? It's going to cost a lot of dollars. So I need different ideas. And then, while I was thinking about that last night, I realized something, and that is, I own a 707. Why don't I break out the 707? Well, the 707 is not in my possession. Doug has it. Doug has it somewhere in storage, along with his 727. So I'm thinking, maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I need to get a hold of the 7X7 series drum machines and start, you know, dealing with that. Use some of that stuff. Okay, those are some early ass rolling sounds. That might be fun. Yeah, okay. Good idea, Tobe. Except now we gotta get a hold of Doug, which is getting to be more and more difficult. And then we got to see if the damn things still work. I haven't used or even turned on the 727 in many years. I'm trying to think of when that was. Has it been 20 years? Oh yeah, it's easily been 20 years because that was the 90s. So I'm worried that these things won't work. What'll be wrong with them? Well, the RAM batteries will be dead. So yeah, they'll have to take apart some 700 series drum machines. God damn it. And then replace some batteries, and then they'll probably work, but my God. Do they have these problems in the Autonomous Commie Republic?
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Caught in the throes, and whoa, 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 oh, you'll see it, she lies in those, my friend.
Awesome. Susie and the Banshees. Cities in Dust. A very unusual version. And while I was sitting here listening to that, it occurred to me, you know, if I was going to write a parody song about, I don't know, all your bass are belong to us. Yeah. You see where I'm going with that? I know you do. Okay, but now what? Am I feeling any better? Am I just feeling weird? Maybe we need to check in with the girls here, see what they're doing. What the hell? What? No. Okay. No. Why does this exist? Why is this happening? These are not just cultural differences that I'm complaining about. Here we have five Japanese bikini models. And apparently today is fitness day. And so instead of wearing bikinis, they're wearing tank tops and satin gym shorts that are too small and too tight. But are they doing any kind of normal exercises? Are they in a gymnasium or something? No, they're sitting around in somebody's living room with a Switch ring. And they're playing Ring Fitness on Nintendo Switch. And... No. The worst part of it all is that they all have these terrible, terrible shoes on. These shoes that look like they're straight out of 1993. You know, the shoes that your basic, not the jocks necessarily, but all the kids who wanted to be the jocks are trying to be cool. They're trying to be, you know, friends with the football players. They all have those big, white, super puffy shoes. Really, really puffy, swollen high top shoes with these big fat tongues that stick out and the big thick Velcro straps that go over the top. No. I refuse. There. Everybody loves Ghost in the Shell, and I'm a huge fan of Standalone Complex. So now what? I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. Listening to all this damn synthesizer music is making me want to play with my own synths. And I've got a lot of symphon I need to do. But we need to get this 303 out of here. We need to get this damn 303 out of here. I'm too lazy to get up. I don't feel like doing anything. Well, except for this.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Yeah. I am a buff baby, but let's get some synth going. So this is a thing. I'm not exactly sure what this thing is. I slapped this together a number of nights ago. And why? And what key is it in? It's in D. We need to adjust the mixer. How do I do that? And wait, what track am I on? And what is even going on here? Okay, so this is on orange, so let's crank that down. That might work. Now bring the master volume back up. How's our level? Yeah, so here we go. And here we are, stuck with the same problem. But here we are again, trapped in the 303 mentality, and we don't even have the 303 rolling. The 303 isn't even powered. It is turned off. It's within reach, but it is not powered. And I've got lazy fingers today. Yeah, so here I am messing around with the stuff that I shouldn't even be messing around with. I should be messing around with other stuff. And I know what you're asking, Tobe. What other stuff? Just stop this already and put in the good thing. Yeah, there we go. There's some weird ass synth for you. Now there's some synth action that we need to be focusing on. What's going on there? That's just insanity. And I like it. Now, how do we incorporate this into anything that I want to do? I don't know. I guess we need to twist some knobs and then hit it. Okay. Nice and weird. very strange. Oh, I like that. Bring that bass back. Awesome. But I have an idea. What happens if we take this out and put this in? We got noise. We got weird noise. That's for damn sure. I'm having difficulty. I can't do this. There we go. It doesn't work as good as the way it was before. So let's put it back the way it was before. Roll that bass out of there. What does this do? Bring that bass back. Turn up the LFO. Turn down the LFO. Turn it back up. Taking that bass out. Give me more bass. Oh, pay attention, Tub. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tob, and I guess I'm going to be playing with my synths for the rest of the day. Maybe you'll hear the end product tomorrow. I don't know. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Something blue.